Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is something to think about. So I wanted to follow up on something that I posted last week about how we should imagine the possibility that it's okay. I got some emails on the subject, and people were asking me things such as, how can I imagine the possibility that it's okay when such and such happened to me? How can I imagine the possibility that it's okay when I have no money, no prospects, I'm one step away from living out of my car, my wife dumped me, and my friends won't talk to me? How can I imagine the possibility that it's okay? How can I imagine the possibility that it's okay when I'm about to file bankruptcy? How can I imagine the possibility that it's okay when I'm in the middle of an ugly divorce? How could I imagine the possibility that it's okay when I walked in on my husband with my best friend? Will you tell me that? How can I imagine the possibility that that's okay? Here's what I mean. As we were talking about last week, illusions distract us from truth. Illusions by nature are designed to distract our attention. You know, like when we're at the circus, the ringleader distracts our attention and we don't really notice the preparation that's going on in the back. I was out on my terrace the other day and some fireworks went off and it immediately attracted my attention and I looked up in the sky and I thought, see, there's a big spectacular illusion in the sky. And it distracted me for a moment. It took me away from the moment I was in. And the truth is that anything that's not love, anything that draws you away from Source, away from God, away from the Holy Spirit, away from your Buddha self, whatever you want to call it, anything that draws you away from your Source is an illusion. It's just that we're surrounded by illusions all the time. That's life. Here's what I would like you to do today. I'd like you to remember a time in your life where you really needed your father. Now, when I say your father, I mean your spiritual father. It could have been a woman, it could have been a man, it could have been your blood father, it could be anybody. But imagine that one person in whose arms you always felt safe. And I'd like you to remember a time where it seemed like the world was just coming to an end. You know, where some boy had dumped you, or some girl had humiliated you in front of your friends, or you had just been called a name on the playground, or you had fallen off your bike and scraped your leg. Something had happened, and you found comfort in that person's arms. You know, my dad was like that. I remember no matter how bad things were. I remember once when I had to sell my house because I couldn't afford to keep it, and I felt really bad. And my dad held me, and I cried, and I cried. And my dad said, it's going to be okay. It's okay. It's okay. And I remember, first of all, he believed it. He, as my father, knew. Jeez Louise, it's just a house. Life is going to go on. And I, as his son, knew that it was going to be okay because that's what my dad told me. My dad said, it's going to be okay. And I was comforted in that moment. I was still sad that I couldn't have my house anymore. I was still mourning the loss of that house. But you know how there's a difference between believing something and knowing something? I believed a lot of things that turned out not to be true. I have believed that people were going to be true to me, and that did not turn out to be true. I believed that somebody was my friend, and it turned out not to be true. I believed that I was safe and secure, and it turned out not to be true. But there were some things that I knew. I knew my dad loved me, and he still does, by the way. I knew that my mom loves me, and I still know that when I'm in my parents' arms, when I'm in the arms of my father, and he's telling me, it's going to be okay. For that moment in time, it is okay. Because what that is to us, that is a manifestation of truth. You know how there's a difference between facts and truth? When we are in our parents' arms and they're giving us comfort, what that truly is, the reason we feel so good about that, the reason we feel so safe when we're in that position, is because that is a mortal manifestation of truth, that is a mortal manifestation of the way things truly are. When we are in our Father's arms, we feel safe because we are safe. We feel protected because we are protected. We feel as though things are going to turn out all right in the end because they will. It's not something that we believe, it's something we know because we're in our Father's arms. And you know how, looking back in our lives, the turning points that generally come are when we think something bad is happening, but it turns out in retrospect, it wasn't so bad after all. For example, the house that I was talking about that I sold, at the time I thought that was a tragic event. It turns out that it was one of the best financial moves I had ever made and one of the best physical moves I had ever made in my life. I didn't know it at the time. Now, in retrospect, I look back and I think, thank God that that's the way things turned out. You know how we get dumped by someone and we're devastated and we feel alone? You know, that's an illusion. We're never alone. We might feel alone. We might believe we're alone. But I know I am never alone. I know the truth. So many of us, we're thinking that we're alone because we're identifying as waves, forgetting that we are part of the ocean. It is an impossibility for a wave to be alone in the ocean. Sometimes it might feel alone. Sometimes it looks like a singular wave. It's part of the ocean. But you know how we look back and we look at some of the people maybe that have dumped us. Now we think, thank goodness that relationship didn't work out. Because had it worked out, I wouldn't have had the experiences that I've had up until now. I can look back, for example, and I remember when one of my bosses fired me when I was really young. And I was really upset about it. And I remember going home. I lived with my grandma at the time. And I remember crying with my grandmother, talking about how terrible it was. And I remember she hugged me and I was in her arms. And she told me that it was going to be okay. And she knew it because she was coming from that position of, oh, ye little faith, it's going to be okay. You are 18 years old. It's going to be okay. And I believed her that it was going to be okay, and it turned out to be great. It turned out that that particular person firing me opened up a door to one of the best times in my life. I didn't know it at the time, but when we look back at our lives, it tends to be that the turning points that turn out to be the best turning points in our lives were born out of what we perceived at the time to be tragic events. If you're going through a tragic event right now, and you just have trouble believing that everything's going to be okay, I invite you just for one day, just for one moment even, maybe just for one moment in time, to lean on my faith. Because there are some things that you might not believe, but I know. For example, here's one thing that I know. The reason that we felt safe when we were in our parents' arms, or in your father's arms, whatever those arms were, the reason you felt safe when you were in those arms is, again, because that was a mortal manifestation of truth. You are safe. And again, there are some things we might believe and some things that we know. You are still in those arms. Don't you know that? So tell us what you think. Please leave a comment or ask a question or tell a friend. Stop by www.powerdiversity.com where you'll find lots of tools to improve your communication skills, give you something to think about, help you deal with difficult people, and of course, slay those energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.